'N hartlike goeiemiddag en welkom op nog 'n weergawe van Wysheid en Onbeperk op Radio NFM, die betroubare stem van die Namakwa mense. Life doesn't come with a manual. It comes with moments, moments that test us, shape us, and ultimately define us. Today we're not just celebrating beauty, but we're celebrating growth, we're celebrating strength, and we're celebrating wisdom. Wysheid. For every challenge rises a story. For every story a leader is born. Welcome to a journey of becoming of wysheid en onbeperk. Daar is die plek waar ons nie net praat nie, ons breek grense, deel waarheid en bou mekaar op. Ek is jou gasheer Lariri en vandag bring ons vir jou wysheid wat jou laat dink en gesprekke wat jou vry maak. So sit terug, maak jou hart en jou kop oop, want hier sê ons dit soos dit is. Onbeperk, ongefilter en vol krag. Welkom by Wysheid en Onbeperk. Ek het 'n gas vandag wat visually impaired is en dit maak nie dat sy minder lewe nie. She's living full on, a life with purpose. En ons gaan vandag lekker saam met haar gesels. Ons gaan natuurlik ook raak, soos ouder gewoonte, aan Losle Dag, wat natuurlik die eerste Vrydag in September is. En ek weet dat julle klink dat September nog baie ver is, maar actually as ons oë uitvee, dan is dit September maand. So ons gaan natuurlik 'n kykie het oor Losle Dag en natuurlik die tema, die mission and vision wat Losle Dag het, wanneer dit kom by persone met gestremdhede. En dan gaan ons natuurlik ook raak aan ons senior burgers, waar ons bietjie meer gaan gesels oor die senior pageant wat ons wil hou. So meneer en mevrou, of ons moet sê meneer, mevrou, mejuffrou, senior burger by NFM, want as baie senior burgers wat ook gebesluit het, nee, weet jy wat, ek gaan vir die rest van my lewe enkel lopende persoon is, so miskien as jy mejuffrou en jy kan natuurlik deelneem, of jy is getroud, jy is 'n weduwee vandag, of jy is getroud nog steeds en jy het jou partner, julle is almal meer as welkom om in te skryf. Dis natuurlik alles wat ons gaan aanraak vandag op Wysheid en Onbeperk. So my gas is Susan, sy is alipad van Johannesburg en ons gaan bietjie met haar gesels en uitvind hoe lewe 'n persoon met 'n visual impairment. So ons gaan dit by uitvind en hoe lewe jy voluit. So bly asseblief ons ingeskakel op jou nommer 1 gemeenskapsradiostasie NFM, die betroubare stem van die Namakwa mense.
You are tuned into your number one community radio station, Radio NFM.
Agri Equipment. Wat doen ons daar? Natuurlik, jy mag vra. John Deere trekkers hier, John Deere TLB's daar. Landbou en konstruksie toerusting, alles by mekaar. Besoek ons stad vir enige navraag. Agri Equipment, trotse John Deere handelaar. Vir meer, besoek agriequipment.co.za en loer gerus na wat ons beskikbaar het in terme van topgehalte toerusting. Kom beleef die Agri Equipment voordeel vir jouself.
Next to you.
Welkom by nog 'n weergawe van Wysheid en Onbeperk. And like I said, today I have a very, very interesting guest with me on air for our disability segment this afternoon. And she's living a full, fabulous life. So I'm going to try and pronounce her name. It's Mamochabo, am I right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, beautiful. Hi, Mamochabo Susan. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, Richard. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I am absolutely beautiful. Let's start off. Let's start off light. Please tell us a little bit more about yourself. Where are you from? What do you do for a living? Let's start there.
So, as you all have now heard, my name is Mamochabo Susan Klina. I am 27 years old. I'm a mom of one, and I work at the National Council of and for Persons with Disabilities as an intern in the Government and SARS Department. And yeah, I'm just, you know, adulting, which is not very easy, but yeah, it's been exciting. It's been fun and I'm really learning a lot. And yeah, working here has opened, many doors for me. I've gotten to meet some amazing people. So yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
You describe yourself as someone who loves the simple things in life. What are those simple moments that bring you joy the most?
Talking to my friends, my colleagues, just having a laugh about the most weirdest things we've seen on TV, cooking a meal with my mom, watching a movie with my dad, and most importantly, just spending time with my daughter and just enjoying those little things that we sometimes tend to take for granted. And when I can get an opportunity, going out with my cousins and just having a big old ball.
Absolutely beautiful. Please take us back a little bit. What has your journey been like growing up and navigating life with a visual impairment?
So When I was still very young, before I even got to preschool, I did not actually realize I'm visually impaired. And it was not as bad as it is now. So, you know, I grew up making mud pies, setting fires to bushes when I was probably not supposed to, you know, being a rambunctious child, riding bikes. But then the older I got, I realized that, especially with my cousins, there was a little bit of an overprotective edge around me with what I could do. So then mom had to then sit me down and explain that this is the situation. You do have a disability, and I got to learn more and more about it when I went to preschool. So yeah, my childhood was very carefree, but I was quite protected by my family members so that I actually don't get myself hurt. But yeah, I had a very carefree childhood.
Oh, beautiful. My darling, so what has been one of the most challenging moments in your life, and how did you overcome it?
Ooh, the most challenging. It's actually something that's been happening quite recently. Over the years, I have known that, yes, my condition will progress and it will get worse. But I really didn't notice it because I went to... Since grade R, I went to a school for the visually impaired and blind. So we were kind of like all just the same. You know, you never really thought about it much. You knew, okay, I can't see. School accommodated me. Friends accommodated me, family as well. But then when I went to college, that's when things just kind of started getting a bit more difficult. But because it was a small college again, a lot of adjustments were made for me. Now, in the last year, I really started to notice that my condition is actually getting progressively worse. And that has been a bit of a hard pill to swallow, especially because I have a young daughter. I would actually like to physically see her graduate with her dress on and her gown. And it's been a bit scary, hey? It's been really scary. I mean, when I noticed that something is actually wrong was when I couldn't even see pencil anymore. Okay. And I couldn't, like, it was difficult to now start differentiating my highlighters because, yes, I'm colorblind, but it wasn't so bad. So, yeah, the rapid progressive loss of my vision in the last year has been the scariest part of my life.
Okay, my darling. So people often focus on limitations. What strengths has your visual impairment actually given you?
It's actually forced me to come out of my comfort zones. Because when you do have a disability, everybody around you tends to want to protect you from everything, and sometimes yourself. So I have been able to, like, kind of grab the bull by its horns. You know, I started small in high school with, like, doing simple things, ironing, cooking, cleaning. And little by little, those boundaries, I've kind of pushed them away a little bit. And, you know, it has allowed me to actually participate in life and not just move through it, you know, with someone else holding my hand.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. On days when things feel overwhelming, what keeps you going?
The encouragement I get from my mom and dad. Seeing my daughter smile. Oh, the most beautiful thing that she does sometimes. I would drop something and I'd be so frustrated because I can't see it. And she would literally walk up to me. She's 18 months now. And she'd pick it up and tap me on my leg and give it to me and go back to whatever she was doing. Oh, that is the best. So those kind of little things, oh, those make the best. And, of course, prayer. I just pray about it, sing a little song, and I keep it pushing. I try by all means not to dwell on it too much, because then I'm going to lose the essence of life and I'm going to focus on negatives and miss out on everything else.
That's so beautiful and inspiring. My darling, let's focus on motherhood. I can hear that you love being a mother. So you're a mother. How has motherhood changed you as a woman?
It's definitely exercised extra patience, which is something I struggled with. So, yeah, I had to learn to be very patient, very calm, but also just be aware of myself, you know, because I do have a personality where it's nice for me to disappear in my head and just like kind of zone out and ghost for a while. So when you're a mom, you don't have that privilege. Mm. So again, I'm very lucky to have very supportive parents who would be like, okay, you want to listen to a book, you want to breathe, you have 2 hours, go do your thing. When you come back, you are mom.
Oh,
so it's given me, it's the best thing ever. It's really the best thing ever to see my daughter just smile at me when I come home from work. With, and she doesn't understand that, okay, mom can't see. So yeah. Even when I like bump into her or something, she'd be the one to say, oh, sorry. Aww. And it's the cute.
It's beautiful. So,
definitely. Being mom has also taught me to be a little bit kinder to myself, because it's not an easy job. It's a thankless one, but it's the most rewarding.
What kind of example do you hope to set for your daughter?
I want her to be able to stand on her own. I want her to know that being independent, being fearless, and also being kind and humble, those things, you can achieve all of those things. You can still be, you know, the CEO of your business. You can still be a doctor. You can still be a pilot, or you can be a school teacher. But I think the most important thing is to do it with humility, with kindness, with patience, and with empathy and understanding that not everybody is the same. We all have our crosses to bear, no matter the size difference, but we still have our own crosses to bear. And sometimes just smiling at someone and being kind just makes it all worth it.
Very, very, very true. You said there's so many moments, beautiful moments of being a mother. But what has been the most beautiful mom moment so far?
I think this is going to be one that most moms agree with. When she first took her first steps, and when she said mama. Aww. Oh, that was amazing. In less than 2 months, she started calling my mom mama, and she calls me baby.
Oh.
but that has been the best. Just watching her grow into her own, walk and being independent. She's a very independent child, because for now she is alone. She's the only baby in the house. So she's very independent, and I love that for her. It's amazing.
Stunning. Let's move over to confidence and personality. You mentioned your killer smile and attitude. Where does this confidence come from?
I was raised by a group of fearless, fearsome, God-fearing women. My grandma, my aunt, my mom, my older cousins, you know, and just having the support system of some very great men in my life. My granddad, who actually named me after his mother, and my male cousins, my uncles, and my dad. Oh, my dad, he's my best friend. Even though he would deny it and say no, my daughter is now his best friend, but he knows he's my best friend. So I've had some very, very, very strong people in my life who have just basically built the foundation for me. I am very, very blessed, to be honest. I did not do much.
What would you say to someone who struggles to accept themselves and struggle with a little bit of confidence, to give them that extra boost that's listening today?
You know, many people, the first glance when they look at me and they hear me talk and they see the confidence, they don't actually realize that I was one of those people who was bullied as a child. I was sidelined out of friend groups. I was always picked last. I was always like someone else's second option. So I would say stay true to who you are, pray, and just be honest with yourself in what you want to achieve. Don't let anybody else dictate your path of life. And the most important thing, especially for young women, it's okay to lose friends. It's okay to separate yourself from toxic relationships, friendships, family relationships. It doesn't matter what it is. It is okay for people to walk out of your life, just as it is okay for you to excuse yourself from people's lives. But stay true to who you are. And again, pray. It's important. It keeps you going, man.
That's the most beautiful advice I've heard for today. So thank you so much. How do you protect your peace in the world that can sometimes be very judgmental?
There's this word now we're using, millennials are using. It's called ghosting. I basically disappear. I don't sacrifice my peace. And it took me a while to get to the point where I was like, you know what? It's actually okay to say, no, not today, please. You know, and just breathe. Listen to a book. Listen to music. Just watch a movie, but not be there. You know, leave my phone. I've literally removed myself from social media, except WhatsApp and TikTok. But other than that, I think it's important to just be in your, like, be aware of your feelings, your emotions, your mindset, because that's what builds character and your emotional intelligence to be able to handle different situations at work, at home. And that's what also gives you good foundation to build very strong, healthy relationships, being very self-aware.
Beautiful.
So take time to yourself, Leslie. Okay.
Joy and healing. Let's talk about this. You find peace in music and audiobooks. What do you listen to when you need healing or motivation?
My music, mostly it's my music. When I just want to feel like inspired and just to give myself that nod that, girl, you're okay. I mostly listen to R&B, like your old school R&B, like your Luther Vandross's, your Anthony Hamilton's. And when I want to be like just silent and breathe and just kind of catch up with myself emotionally, I do smooth jazz.
Oh,
so
nice.
Yeah, music is my best one. And I'm not much of a Bible reader, but once in a while I'll just go on YouTube and just search and find something, a message that will resonate with me. And that helps a lot.
How important is self-care in your life? And what does it look like for you?
So self-care for me is very important. Most of my self-care is inwards. So how I, on a daily basis, just take in information, how I process my emotions, my thoughts, because I do get overstimulated a lot. So how I decompress when I get home, I take a shower, I start cooking, I would put on my headphones, listen to some music while I cook, laugh with my daughter chasing around in the house. And then before I go to bed, I completely check out, no phone, no headphones. And I just breathe for a good 30 minutes and drink water, guys.
Oh.
I think that's the most important. Drinking water. I try.
I absolutely love this interview today. Thank you so much for being with us. What legacy do you want to leave if you one day must leave the earth? What legacy would you like to leave behind?
A legacy of very, very strong women from various backgrounds with whatever disability you have. Because it's not easy out here being a human in this day day and age we are living in. It's not even a question of female, male, it's gender roles. Like, everybody's just having a tough time at this point. So I want to leave a legacy of strong humans.
Oh.
Whether be it the gentleman in the 40-story building, the CEO of some big company, the female pilot in the military. I want people to just understand that healing is important from whatever childhood traumas, from whatever difficulty you've gone through in life. I think it's time that we start building a healthy and healed society, especially for our kids.
Stunning. If your story could change just one life today, what would you want the person that's listening now to hear?
Be happy. Be strong. Be kind. But most importantly, be who you want to be. Fight for it, because nobody else is going to do it for you. The world is unfair. It owes you nothing. Just fight for yourself and everybody you love in your life.
That is absolutely beautiful. I'm going to end off this interview with the following. Finish the sentence. I am powerful because...
I am powerful because I have a visual impairment and I have rose above and beyond all the negative energy, all the bullying, all the little struggles. I might not ever be able to drive, but I'm going to buy myself a car. So I am strong.
Clock
because
it.
I rose above it.
Hey, Maisie, clock it, girl. Thank you so very, very much for joining us today. Is there anyone you would like to send a shout out today? I'm giving you the opportunity now.
I'd like to send a big shout out and thank you to my colleagues at the NCPD, especially my supervisor, Begani Ngobo. He gave me this opportunity. And to my mom and my dad, they might not be listening, but somewhere, somehow, it's going to get to them. And just to everybody out there, be happy, guys. That's all I can say.
Thank you so, so very much. You should have a blessed and beautiful day, my darling. And I hope this isn't the last time that we'll chat.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you so much, Richard. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, my angel.